This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. The Norton Museum of Art in West Palm Beach is currently presenting the 2016 Recognition of Art by Women exhibition, also known as RAW. This program highlights and promotes living women artists working in painting and sculpture.
My name is Njideka Konyele-Crosby, and I'm an artist.
You were born and raised in Nigeria. There was kind of a change of fortune for you in your life.
We were not very wealthy when we were growing up. We were probably lower middle class. And I think to some extent that maybe made us more creative because we didn't have access to lots of things. So we had to make things for ourselves and think outside the box. Like we barely had toys. But the good thing is that my parents had six children. So we did a lot of entertaining ourselves, like making our own toys. When I work, I think of the work as a lot of problem solving, like it's a puzzle and I'm trying to solve it. And I think that I developed from not having access to a lot of things when I was younger. But then by the time I was in high school, my mother got a really good government job and we actually ended up being part of the Nigerian ruling elite. So I feel like I've in multiple places in my life, I've experienced different shifts, extreme shifts. So going from a very small town to going to boarding school in Lagos, which is a huge cosmopolitan African city, but then also going from a lower class to a high class. And then, of course, the one that is the things that are more obvious in the work is that I moved from Nigeria to the United States when I was 17. And then something else that happened in my life is that I married Justin Crosby, who is a white American. And in that marriage, that became the moment I felt rooted to two places, Nigeria, my birth home, and America, my home by marriage. And so all these dualities in my life, I explore them in my work, thinking of an immigrant situations where disparate elements come together.
For the Norton's Director of Curatorial Affairs, Cheryl Brutfan, this program has particular significance.
There is still such disparity in the recognition of women artists. Through the generosity of Alan Davis and Mary Lou DeRay, when they donated funds, they specifically wanted to make a difference. And by dedicating funds to a series of exhibitions that would feature women, and as I say, it's great art that happens to be made by women. That was a way that they felt they could be making a difference. And for the museum, it has been tremendous to be able to have the possibilities to look at all kinds of work, not be restricted too terribly by a budget, and to bring women who have not had the recognition they deserve.
I remember seeing a video of Thelma Golden, the director of the Studio Museum, and they asked her to say one word that really sums up her, what drives her curatorial practice, and she said urgency. And that really resonated with me, almost thinking like, where do I want to stand? Where do I feel people are needed? Where is this urgency? And for me, it stood in being an artist.
I Refuse to Be Invisible will be on view through April 24th. For more information, visit norton.org. Be sure to follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.